Some of it you gon' like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
That's more like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
then the truth ain't in you.
Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. Happy Monday. Hope everybody had a good weekend and a fantastic Pulaski Day. Yes, hey, I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Or at our second email, I guess, is truthbrosradio@gmail.com. And y'all know by now, truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
Yeah, and our chat room is up and it's working. Go into the virtual doors, go to the virtual snack bar, hang out, make your comments.
Have a virtual dinner.
Have a virtual dinner. It's on us. So what's going on, man? How's your weekend?
Weekend was cool, man. I think I'm coming down with something, like a little cold.
Yeah?
Nothing dramatic. It's just like I think that season changing cold. Oh, yeah, that season changing cold thing. So, yeah, I'm dealing with that right now.
That dry cough?
I ain't even coughing. It's just like
it's just
sneezing.
I got you. Yeah,
sneezing.
You feeling it? Yeah, the season might be just about ready to do that.
Good.
Congratulations.
It's bike season. I'm sorry.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I am, dude. You're not
you ready?
I am so ready for bike season. I don't think anybody knows, but I'm an advocate rider. Advocate of riding.
You defend people who ride.
There you go.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Not the football. But no, other than that.
Yeah, this will be my first year riding, and I got to admit, I'm looking forward to it a little bit.
Looking
but
forward to the fall?
Huh?
You looking forward to the fall?
No, I'm looking forward to the summer of riding.
Not
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah,
I'm going the other way. And, I mean, still, though, this time of year gets me hyped because it's going to be time to bring baby out. I'm looking forward to the bike, but nothing beats baby. I love bringing baby out.
Here you go, man. Dude's talking about his Corvette. We're going to race.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are. We're going to just take one.
I'm not going to end up on YouTube, Corvette fail. No.
Hey, I could end up on YouTube, Guy Splits Wig.
But why do that?
Because
life.
It's about life,
right,
man. You only live once.
You're right. And the Truth Brothers likes to live it up. And anybody this year willing to take the dive with us, we're going skydiving.
Yes, we are.
And anybody willing to go with us, let us know. We can put together a package.
Yeah.
True Brothers dive package. We can work that out.
Not dive package. Dive.
Right.
We're planning on making it out of there. But no, True Brothers will be going skydiving. So if people want to roll, come walk in. Do your thing.
Holler at us on, on email or holler at us on Facebook. Because it's happening.
Yeah.
It's real.
Damn real.
Yeah. We hollering at.
All right. We got to holler at some people. First off, shouts out to Diana Bell. Had a great party Saturday. Sorry I couldn't make it, you know, duty calls. But you showed me the pictures and you showed me how they went. It looked outstanding. Tasha Kendrick, met her on Tony's show, Hot Topics Talk Radio. She says,
I got to listen to that episode.
Yeah, man.
You hit me up. Tony hit me up. Said it. The doors just fell off.
Yeah, it got bad kind of quick. You know, like I said last time, it started off with a guy talking about the gout hour, and then it just went bad from there. But shout out to Sam Lee, Herman Kreit, Leon Ware. We had breakfast with them, right?
Yeah.
They were the cool people, man. Great people. Lawrence Gage on his career change. Shout out right there. Antoinette Johnson. Gotta shout out Tony. She's left LA and finally settled in over there in Las Vegas. So
Yeah, she says she's exhausted too.
I could believe it.
Yeah, last year.
Yeah, I told her that. I told her, man, like, yo, I know how that moving thing goes, so we know. And definitely shout out to our fam Calvin Martin, man. You know, he's doing great.
He's starting to look like his old self again, man. That's great.
And speaking of that, we gotta shout out Jerry Kelly over there on Tony's show Hot Topics, man.
Sorry, what's up, bro?
DJs B Days, Tequila McKenzie, Diana Bell, Roland D over there, formerly of Hot Topics, Helen Hill, Emilio Williams, Sade Henderson, and Dashe Brooks. Happy birthday from all y'all at True Brothers Radio. We love y'all. Keep it popping.
Yeah. There it is. So, anything else?
Not right now, no. I don't think I have anything else to discuss with the people. You got something you want to say to the people before we get ready to do what we do?
I got a couple of things to say, but it all has to do with injustice, so we might as well do it.
You want to do it on Terrible Truth?
There you go. Batting down the hatches. Here we come. It's the Terrible Truth.
This is the Terrible Truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and the Bomb.
Greetings and salutations. This is Piquet Clark of the Terrible Truth. This portion of the Terrible Truth is brought to you by... This portion of the Terrible Truth is brought to you by Mama Saw Jesus in the Toaster. New stage play. Playing at the new old rebuilt Regal Theater.
There you go. And Conrad Murray's sleeping pills. Sleep like a king.
I had something else going on in my brain, man. I my brain moves a mile a minute. But anyway. Before we left to get on the Terrible Truth, man, we was talking, bro, mentioned it, that somebody I know, real close friend of mine, going through that injustice system that we call it, and tell the story.
Tell the story.
I'm gonna tell.
You got two stories to tell.
What's up? Oh yeah. Okay. We gonna tell this one first.
Pop pop.
We'll tell this one first. This is the terrible truth, right? All right, let's sit this down. So, close friend of mine, man, real good bro. I call this dude my brother. He had a kid with a female, hadn't seen her in the car since the baby was born. The baby, I think, will be two. Is going on two, be three.
Now, just for clarification, he did try to see his baby.
Absolutely.
And was denied. Before you think that he just decided, woke up one morning and said, I think I'll try to see the baby. No, he tried and was blocked.
So what happened was, hold on, this sneezing thing. But anyway, what happened was he actually took himself to the court system. He took himself child support. That way he knew that we at least got to have a visitation day. Visitation, they have a hearing for the visitation. My best, they say both names. They both stand up. My man says, yeah, I'm here for trying to get visitation of the kid. She says, well, I don't know why we're here. I mean, it's shocking to me because this is the first I've ever heard of him trying to get see the baby. Let me tell you.
Out the blue.
Out the blue.
He's never tried before, just decided to take himself to court.
To try to get away. Only asked me. We don't have to do this, Your Honor. If he only asked me, I'll let him see the kid because I care.
Anytime. The baby was born asking for him.
Looking for him and said, where's my daddy? I said, he don't love you like I do. But he'll be here because he's a great man. Is what I told her, Your Honor. My daughter, who has the name of a person and an activity. But anyway, so... So the day is set up. First off, my man gets one day out the week. It's supervised because the mother has to be there, and he only gets 2 hours. 2 hours.
Be a dad. Clock starts now. You got 2 hours.
Your sand is dripping, sir. So
you can sit here complaining, or you could be a dad. What you gonna do?
I'm gonna go be a dad. Like we tell you to do, remember that. Nothing over the top. So, his day comes around. He goes, I have the regular pep talk, man. Look, this is what you got to do. He's like, all right, cool. He pulls up.
It's, can't wait to see my baby.
Yeah.
Dum-da-dum-da-dum. Gets to the door. Who is it? It's me.
Baby Dave.
Hold on.
Yeah. So in the process of hold on, because he was 10 minutes early, and he told you, yeah, I'm early, just, you know, when you get ready.
I'm excited.
You know, just brings out.
Now, hold on.
Now, the 10 minutes go past. Now he's on time. Now it's the time he's supposed to have him. Baby's not in the car.
Hold on. I'm doing her hair.
Now, I got to give y'all the time. Okay, he's supposed to see her from 1 to 3, right? He shows up at 12:50, let her know he's outside. It's 1 o'clock. He hits her with the text from in the car. Hey, what's going on? Text message comes back. Well, we're getting together now.
Putting her shoes on. Hold on.
1:40 rolls around. She puts just the baby in the car. Now, she has to come with him. The baby goes in the car by itself. So that's when I get a call. Hey, man, this is going on, blah, blah, blah. I say, hey, man, record. Hit that record button. Get it all. Now, 1:55 rolls around. Mama decides, all right, where are you taking us to eat? Okay.
Must be Jack in the Box.
They goes to McDonald's, right? McDonald's, and he said, well, what does the baby eat? Baby, hey, nuggets, whatever, right? And she says, and I'll have.
So this is now a date. This is now a date. The judge said, take care of me.
And I'll have a number 4, no pickle. If it's 1 pickle on that bubble bath.
This is over. They don't know who Bubble Bass is.
They wouldn't know who
Bubble Bass hides the pickles under his tub.
So, bam, my man goes and picks up his food, his kid's food, and he buys her food. Now, lo and behold, let's be real, my boy has a nuclear bomb being constructed right now as we speak.
Building it.
Yeah, they're building a nuclear.
Let one fry be cold. This is over. Let's go home, baby.
And so all
this is supposed to be his visitation with the child.
Yep. Yep.
Turned into a dinner date.
A dinner date. That I'm sure he didn't want.
Let's go see Son of God.
That was the first end. That when that happened, I just knew it was bound to be a bad day, though. My man but shouts out to him. He kept his chin up. He did what he was supposed to do, and he's still he's a proud pop because he called me today like, man, she looks just like me, and I'm happy, and you know this, that, and I was like, you know what?
Baby's got a bright future.
Oh yeah, that man when he drops, man, look,
real quick. My girl, the drama princess, author erotica, in the building. She'll be a guest soon, y'all. We're going to have some fun.
I told you.
And someone we ain't seen in a while, Lorelai Burnett. Hey, how you doing, sweetie?
Yeah.
Seen her in a minute.
It's been a while.
Been a while.
So I hope we don't offend them with this one next story that I got to tell.
Yeah, and now on the lighter side.
That was the dog. We give you the bad news. Here comes the good
news. Now, here's the, like Rocky say, now here comes something we hope you really like.
I hope everybody's in the queue, chat room, wherever you need to be for this story I'm about to tell
this
you.
This is called Where Are We in the World Today? Let's just see where we are in the world today.
People, I know this one won't be in a terrible truth, but I cannot make this story up. This happened to me in real life. Devon has locks. Devon gets his lock retwisted. Devon likes to get his hair lined before he gets, you know, after it's done. Devon goes to the barbershop. I'm sitting down waiting. The guy who cuts my hair, Stanley, big shouts out to my man Stanley on the line and everything over there at New Cut. He's like, hey, man, it's going to be a minute. You know, just chill out, you know, and I'll get you in the chair. I'm like, all right, cool. Well, you know what? It's a tattoo spot right next to the barbershop. I'm gonna go in there and check them out because I know
check out their work.
Check out their work. See how they do. And it's a guy who did one of my tattoos. He owns the spot. Go ahead.
Don't mean to cut you off. But for some people who've never been in a tattoo shop, there might be some people out there.
Go ahead.
A tattoo artist will put samples of his work on the wall in case you might see something on there that you might like. And it also gives you an idea of how well he can draw.
Exactly. Yes, absolutely. And that's the place is nice on the inside. They got pool tables, flat screen TVs. They put some work in there. Because before... The people who owned it before, we kind of, they was running a shiesty business, but that's
neither. Dirty needles.
There you go. Not dirty needles. Guys say, hey, for great internet, here you go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. The shiesty internet store.
But anyway, I go in there. I see my man Solo, South of Solo Raw. That's the man's name. He's Raw, not Solo
yeah,
Raw.
Yeah, I got you.
So anyway, hey, what's going on, man? Whatever. So we're talking. Now, in the background, I hear this loud outburst of laughter, like the loudest. You would have sworn Kevin Hart was in the back room telling his greatest jokes ever.
Oh, Lord. This racism is killing me inside.
Now, they're laughing like that, right? Next thing you know, a guy comes out because there's a section of where they do the tattoos at. There's a door there. He comes into the main lobby right. area, and then he heads out the door almost with disgust, disappointment, and all type of things on his face. Like, I can't believe this is a business. It's going out, dude, as he's going out the door. Now, the artist and everybody who's in the back is still laughing. They come to the front, and the guy who's at the register, or Solo, you know, guy who runs the spot, is like, yo, what's going on? Why did I lose a customer type thing? Like, what happened? The dudes say, man, this guy tried to...
Gentlemen.
He was a man. The dude was a man. This man wanted to get a gun.
Ah.
Go ahead.
Ah. This is called a cliffhanger. We've given you the setup.
Yes.
We're going to do a quick break.
Yes.
And when we come back, we're going to tell you why this man stormed out the store.
Yes.
Stay tuned. Truth Brothers Radio.
Nice.
Truth Brothers Radio. Gorillas in the mix. The mainstream team with the pro-black twist. Hard truth soldiers in the game. Hard truth soldiers back again.
Hey everybody, this is Ray Gates of Truth Brothers Radio. Taking this time to say thanks to everyone who's tuned into the show. You're on the rise and we have you to thank for it. If you like what you're hearing, feel free to join our Facebook page, give us a review on iTunes, or drop us a line at wewanttruth@att.net. Also, don't forget to tell your friends about the show. Due to you spreading the word about the show, we are on our way to becoming the number one show on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks again for joining the Truth Brothers family. Peace. Truth Brothers Radio.
Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio, we're back. Now we've given you the setup. Here comes the knockdown. Man walks out the store.
Runs out.
Believe you're not going to take my money and storms out.
Runs out the tattoo parlor. And now everybody's like, why did he run out the tattoo parlor so upset, so angry? And then we get the reason why. The reason why there was so much laughter and why he stormed out is because the artist refused to give him a tattoo.
I'm not doing it.
He said, I'm not doing this tattoo on a man. The tattoo was the guy wanted one gun, ass cheek, right? He wanted the barrels pointed inside where the hole is. And above the guns, he wanted, I keeps it popping.
On the tramp style. That's where, dude, I want you to, and he pulls his ass out. I want you to put a gun here and here.
Yes.
Aiming for the spot. You know.
I came looking for man's butt.
Yeah.
I want to get gun butted. He wanted to get gun butted.
I want it right here. And here's what I want you to put
above
it. I keep it popping. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be hot for 26 in California. They're going to love it. Yeah.
The question becomes, who are you getting this tattoo for?
Yes.
818-514-1202.
Yes.
Ladies,
yes.
Will you be thoroughly impressed when a man pulls his pants down and you see two guns and I keeps it popping? Or 26 in California, hey, Gerald's back.
Mm-hmm.
And look at what he's brought us. That's right, boys. Grab the trigger.
And I want y'all to load up.
Put that magazine in.
And you push it all. You slap that clip in there. And
you slap the clip into the chamber. And unload.
So,
because you know why, boys? Everybody knows about me. Everybody knows I keep it popping.
I can fit more of you. quit holding back.
Empty the chamber in me.
Quit holding back. I can fit more.
I just want to say.
Yeah.
I just want to say. I give a quick applause.
Man.
To the men at that store who had enough self-respect to say, hey, man, I'm not drawing on your ass.
Yes.
I don't care what you want.
Or what you're paying me.
I'm not drawing on your ass. I promise you, we're reaching out to them. I want them on the show, and I want to shout out their business.
Yes. That's
a guy that can give me a tattoo on my arm.
Yes.
Any day.
Because
he does not have ass prints on his hands.
Don't
not drawing on your ass, dude.
You know, I don't have shit bumps. I mean,
I keep it popping.
This dude wanted what? First off, here's the thing. You thought of that tattoo.
And mold it around in your head. You know what would be fly? Two guns. Because the first time they got me in prison, they put two guns to my ass.
And so they
it was the guard.
You told me to do what now, right? You hit him with the Lorenzo and Trey today. No, that's what did you say? You told me to, yeah, put both guns to, yeah. He took it.
Yep, at the booty house.
I don't know where we at. But if you're a grown, this man
grown
was old. He wasn't a teenager. He wasn't even early 20s, wasn't even mid. This was a grown, tax-paying,
he could be drafted.
Yes. This dude could not only be drafted, this dude could handle your, you know what? He's old enough to get prescription medicine. On his own. So why would you want that as a grown man? If you made a kid stupid mistake, I'd laugh at you for life.
Oh, kids, for life. Right. Right.
But
I was 14 and dumb, and a dude did it. Or I told him to do this, and this is what he done.
Yes.
You trust in another man to draw something on. You can't see him. At least if he's putting a tattoo on my arm, I'm looking at it.
Yes.
Hey, man, that's not what I told you to draw. You bent over with your ass out, and you trusting another dude to draw on your ass what you told him to draw.
And he swears he was straight. He swears he was straight.
No, no. This is for the lady.
They love it.
818-514-1202.
Also,
I would love to hear from you, ladies. If something like that would impress you, I really want to hear that.
Here's my thing. What do you think of a man who would think about that, though? Like, who would...
Pillow talk. Oh, that was great, baby. You know what I was thinking?
Because I've been having this whole time while I was doing you, I've been thinking about you doing me, just to get it out the way.
I wasn't even going. I know you were. You know I was thinking about getting that tattoo. Well, here's what I'm thinking about doing. Two guns.
Uh-huh.
She like, on your arms? It's a little gangster, but, you know, you rough like that. Nah, yeah.
Lower.
I want... Little drama princess said, boo.
Lower.
On my ass.
Yeah.
And on the top, I keep it popping, huh, baby?
Yeah.
Oh, boo! Boo on you, sir!
So, baby, why are you getting your stuff together?
Where you going? Where are you going?
You starting the car? Hold on. You got it. Where's it at? I know. Oh, you didn't hit the Scooby Room
drama princess. I want him to be a character in your next novel.
Yep.
The man who kept it popping.
And anyway, I digress.
Moving right along.
But I just wanted the world to know what we deal with on a constant basis. First story of the night. Check this out. Man wakes up in body bag.
Good sign it's going to be a bad day.
Farmer Walter Williams says, quote unquote, happy to be alive. Workers at a Mississippi funeral home say they found a man alive, kicking in a... I'm sorry, I'm laughing. Alive and kicking when they opened a body bag. Holmes County Coroner Dexter Howard calls it a miracle. The 78-year-old Walter Williams is alive. The coroner was called to Williams' homes in Lexington, a community north of Jackson, where family members believed he had died. Family members. Because nobody likes family. Howard says William had no pulse, pronounced dead Wednesday at 9 p.m. Oh. Early Thursday, workers at Porter and Sons Funeral Home were preparing to embalm Williams when he started to kick in the body bag.
Hey, what am I doing here?
This ain't sausage. He was not dead, long story short, Brian Porter at the funeral home said. The mortician said something wasn't right. His legs started moving. Martha Lewis' daughter said, I don't know how much longer he's going to grace us and bless us with his presence. But hallelujah, we thank him right now.
Damn it, I couldn't get that insurance money. All right. We'll take another quick break.
All right.
We come back. We're going to unzip the body bag.
We're going to pull down our pants and zip up the bag. True Brothers Radio.
I got a million ways to get it. Choose one. Hey, bring it back. Now double your money.
True Brothers Radio.
On to the next one.
Truth Brothers Radio.
If you don't have an iPhone, that probably means you have a different phone. One that lets you do more stuff and with less hassle. Because if you don't have an iPhone, then you don't have to use stuff like iTunes and the 473 other out-of-the-box programs that you don't want to begin with. And if you don't have an iPhone, that means you didn't have to take out a loan for a premium 4 gigabytes of memory. But you did so at great risk. Because if you don't have an iPhone, the trendy fruits that do will probably look down on you from their pedestal on high and joke on you before they go back to arguing over why Juno is the best movie ever. But you'll be the one with the last laugh, because when your phone locks up, you won't be the one that voids your warranty by stabbing the iPhone you don't have with a little screwdriver trying to get the battery out. You could just set it on the table and let the battery die out on its own. But then what are you going to do when you don't have access to your apps that you pay $5.99 for that tell you where the closest places to buy mandals and pre-paint stained Bermuda shorts are? And if you don't have an iPhone, you're probably also not a very big fan of this shitty music we keep forcing down your ears every commercial either. It's not really for you, though. It's more to keep those trendy fruits we were talking about earlier happy, because they seem to love the shit out of it. Anything with an acoustic guitar and a tambourine, and they're fucking there. How do you think that we keep making money off these assholes? $2.99 for a song that sounds like wind chimes? They're all over it. So if you don't have an iPhone, you also don't have a big, giant corporate wiener pounding your independent, romanticized asshole right now. And you're probably better off. When I wear it, I feel cute.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I keep the ass popping like the locks on the Benz. After the after party, we'll be getting it in. Pause for a drink, then we cutting again.
Truth Brothers Radio.
We're back and kicking.
The Drama Princess said, popping his ass on some bull. No ladies allowed.
There you go. I only pops on sausage, ladies.
Trendy fruits.
With you and your... If I don't want no pelvis, I want the poke back. I'm tired of juking pelvis hair. That's...
All right. Oh... You did it.
Long story short, family members
were... We unzipped the body bag.
Yes. They found out Mr. Williams was alive. 78-year-old man. And if you've seen the picture of this guy, he's in the hospital bed like, man, I think somebody slipped something in my drink.
Some of that Hoffman.
Yeah, they gave him that ace.
Gave some of that Hoffman.
They were playing phase 10, and he didn't complete them all. Family members were called, and Williams was taken to hospital. Howard says he believes Williams' pacemaker stopped working, then started again.
Kickstart. Got next to that microwave making that popcorn.
Family members say Williams, a farmer, told them he's happy to be alive.
I'm lucky. Just lucky to be here.
Okay. How do you not know? Okay, now I'm assuming when your pacemaker goes out, I don't know how they
your
work.
Heart stops. Pacemaker keeps your heart in rhythm.
Yeah,
goes out, get arrhythmia, can stop.
But it can kick back on.
It can obviously.
I'm just it can.
They got him away from the microwave and it kicked back on. Oh, what's going on? I still say they gave him that Hoffman.
Whatever. Either way.
They gave him
the
that.
Daughter is, I mean, he looks bad, though. He looks like, look at me.
It could happen at any moment.
Look at me. I'm running these pacemakers now. That's how he looks, though. He looks just
got,
like
I
that.
I ain't got much time.
Yeah. He
need to make the most of it.
He's living, though. I mean, I'm happy for him. Either way. Sometimes you just, for better news, you wish they die.
But wow.
Wow. Keep the stories going. You wish they died.
Who wants a happy ending?
Not me. Who needs
a neither does Ashley Prevenvost. That's
what?
Her name. Prevenvost.
Prevenvost?
Prevenvost.
That sounds like a car. Got that 44
right.
Prevenvost.
She went on a bloody naked rampage after boyfriend refused sex. See, his pacemaker kicked out.
I thought it was bloody naked rampage because it was that time to get have a bloody naked rampage.
Yeah,
I don't like Bloody Daddy.
Red Man's in the house.
I thought that Unflo said you should be mad. You should be mad.
Glendale, Arizona. Ashley Prevenvost, 24-year-old Arizona woman, was jailed Monday after she allegedly went on a bloody naked rampage after her boyfriend refused to have sex with her. According to Glendale police, an intoxicated Prevenvost was hot and horny when her boyfriend arrived home just after midnight. I'm reading this now. Here we go.
Oh, dude, I just read something. Go ahead. Oh, because Son of God and
Let me finish.
Go ahead. Ooh,
here we go.
Because I got a story. Go ahead.
Let me
sorry.
Finish.
Go ahead. Oh, I'm pulling this
Investigators
up.
Say she stripped naked for the event.
Oh, to happen.
To happen.
Okay.
He's home, and I need some poles. Here we go.
Okay.
But her advances was rebuffed by her boyfriend. It's been a long day. I'm tired. The grease mill was extra rough today. I just want to get some sleep.
Right.
In retaliation, she allegedly picked up the couple's four-month-year-old daughter and ran around the house inside yelling and screaming. At some point during the tirade, the little girl was injured when she hit her head on a dresser in the master bedroom.
Rootin' tootin'.
Prevenvost continued her rampage by punching several holes into the wall. Who is she? She-Hulk.
I want me penis. I want me penis. I need me penis. And I want me penis. You going to do this the hard way? Or
I need
gonna,
it now.
Or am I going to have to blow you first? Either way.
Officers arrived on the scene, she was naked and bloody and could be heard yelling from outside the resident, "Do me now. Right now." When Prevenvost saw the police at the scene, she allegedly tried to run through the garage, yelling and screaming as the officers took her into custody.
But I didn't get none.
I kiss you, you orange flavor mother.
Tell me what's wrong with this picture. Huh? Tell me what's wrong. I want me penis.
You know what? Drama princess. When you write all of these books, we want our cut because we know these, we giving your characters galore.
Oh, up the root and shoot. We giving our characters up the root and shoot.
Go ahead.
Oh, man. So
here we go.
This is what I love about
Let's
our
do it.
Show.
I know it.
This is what I love about our show. Mid-show, I will get a story sent to me, and people would just shout out to Kenyatta Latrice.
Yes. Hold on. Let me give us. Yeah. Because I'm sure this is just.
Pastor orders female members to remove underwear so God can enter their bodies.
You've got sin down there. and I can see right now, I'm going to have to lick the sin out. God is on the tip of my tongue. Let's get the cleansing.
Hold on. Gotta get some holy spit. All right, let's get it.
Diamond is sober.
Gotta get.
Go ahead, man.
Then he blessed it like it was Thanksgiving dinner. Hold on. Lord, please thank you for this food I'm about to receive.
This meal I'm about to receive.
Oh.
Let it be sweet in my belly.
Oh, beautiful legs and breasts on these tables. All right.
Let's get to eating.
All right. So
good some food, good meat, good God, let's eat.
These knuckles.
Oh, go ahead.
Kenyan Pass.
Yep. Kenya.
Kenya, I don't think
where he's the captain now.
Look at me. Look at me.
I'm the pastor now. You think I stopped driving that cab to come over here and not eat?
I can't even. We gotta get to the story, man. Oh my God. Oh, okay. Kenyan pastor Reverend Johi Njohi.
Yep.
Has raised not
pervert. That's Kenyan for pervert.
I don't think you want to eat. That's a lot of AIDS over there. And if you're going to eat that, that's not a good meal, bro. Anyway, this man has raised not only a few eyebrows but red flags with his unorthodox suggestion of having his female members of his church remove their bras and underwear before coming.
Let's
to church.
See. I like my milk blessed.
Pastor holds his own milk. Don't give it to him. Hold on. Yeah. Mimi don't burn no chicken. Okay. Oh, my nose. Okay.
Here we go.
Have them remove their bras and underwear before coming to the church so that Christ can freely enter their bodies with his spirit.
That panty blocks it. You've got to remove those cotton panties. It keeps the grace out.
Nah, Sister Two-Tongue, you can keep yours on. We all right here. But look at her. Delicious. Come over here. Let me talk to you. You take them boys' shorts off. Give them the pastor. Yeah, these is full of sin.
I can smell the sin on you.
Let me get in there. Hold on. One finger in there to see if I can feel the Lord. No, that's just your liver. Anyway, okay. Okay. Johi, who is the pastor of the Lord Propeller Redemption Church in Kenya.
Lord Propeller in plain service. Come on, people.
Of the Lord's Propeller Redemption Church in Kenya reportedly refers to undergarments as ungodly. The Bible told minister called together a meeting with church officials and allegedly discussed banning the undergarments because people, quote unquote, need to be free in body and spirit.
That's
in
enough.
Order to receive Christ.
That's enough. Here we go. Top of the morning to you.
Hey!
You know, Pastor, you've been pastoring to these women for a long time now.
14 years today.
Why are you letting these women walk around and sin? Get them panties off them women now.
Take them off.
And cleanse them with your holy spittle.
Don't forget your propeller.
Spin it and let it fly. Luau.
Damn it, open my floor door.
Eunice Cosby. Bill's son.
That's right.
That's wrong. Is that a... Is it wrong to say Bill Cosby?
You changed one tire too many.
That is so funny.
You're working the floor door now because you refuse to change tires.
You just would not call AAA, will you? You just won't. Zippity-bobbity-boop. Now you got... Now you're gone. Zippity bobbity boobity go go sad. Now you. Now you're out of here. Woo! I can feel, son.
You heard a ghost dad. This is ghost son.
ghost son. This is wrong. This one was wrong. This one was wrong. This one was wrong.
You. Oh. Oh, my God.
He's on the...
No.
We here at the Truth Brothers do apologize for the offensive comments that were made that may have included public figures such as Jesse Jackson, Tyler Perry, R. Kelly, Mitch McConnell, Michelle Bachmann, her gay-ass husband, John Boehner, any member of the GOP, any member of the clergy, so on and so forth. Thank you for your understanding.
Oh, my God. That one was bad.
Yeah.
I admit, we were wrong for that. Truth Brothers were wrong for that one.
That's wrong.
The ill son didn't do nothing to nobody.
Just didn't.
Now, Richard Pryor's son, that's another story.
My man who told us that the lipstick goes on.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Lip, bop,
okay.
Beep, boop. That's how to... That's how the life support system was beeping. Zip. In the hospital. The machine was... Zip. Pop. Beep. Bill did it because it went out. He went... Bill did it because it went out. Hold on. I got this. Zip. Bop. Beep. Boop. Goes dead.
That's wrong. We're wrong.
Wow.
Oh, my God. In the second hour, people, we will shift gears and talk about the miseducation of the American.
That's going to be bad on the playback.
Oh, my goodness.
You got it?
The drama princess is crying over the pastor.
Yeah.
Pastor Lickum stuff.
Pastor, I'll touch that. I'll be ladies.
Well, if it ain't the pastors. It's the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Christine Marizalella.
I like that.
Teacher charged with having sex with 13-year-old relative.
Whoa.
I don't do the students because that's wrong. I don't do my students
because that's
wrong.
I wouldn't do such a thing.
But my nephew.
Have you seen that?
He's poking out everywhere.
6'3", size 14. Deal with it. That's what you, wow. At 13.
I told his mama, if you won't, I will.
I told my sister.
You're just going to let that prime choice meat lay around your house?
I don't see how you do it. I'd have been put them in my jaws.
Tuscan, Arizona. A 47-year-old special education teacher.
Yes, ma'am. Megan Lowe.
At Lindenware University, at Lindenware Elementary.
Lindenware. We couldn't get them the regular clothes. We got them Lindenware.
Was jailed Wednesday after she allegedly had sex with a 13-year-old relative.
Was it a boy or girl?
According to Tuscan police, an investigation was launched earlier this month when the department's child sex crime unit received a tip alleging that she was having a sexual relationship with the underage relative.
I'm trying to tell y'all what
investigators say that she had sex with the boy on numerous occasions.
Oh,
he's got loads of energy. Loads of it.
It's like having your own Viagra pill in the house. It's like having Lady Viagra. That boy that just pop on Looney Tunes and he's good for hours.
Oh, she engaged with sexual misconduct at the elementary school. Mazzella was booked into county jail on 4 counts of sexual misconduct. And she was, all right, drop your pants, boy. It's
let's get it resolved. Put your hand in the air, try to break your wrist. Then the cross your chest and try to bite your ear. And go,
bite your auntie.
Not there, down there.
There you go. Bite me where the pastor don't want my clothes.
Oh.
This went off the rails fast. We didn't start off this way.
And I love it. One of our listeners is taking the show off the cliff.
Yeah.
Good work.
There you go.
Good work. Well played, ma'am.
Well, very well. Because I, man, sir.
Oh.
Sir.
Oh, my head hurts.
I like to. My man, Ghost Dad.
She's going to write books and books and books.
I don't think we'd be able to be on regular radio.
I want to get on just to get fired.
Yeah.
I want to get on.
I want to call such a stir. Just to say, look.
Let's be honest. The Chappelle Show was one of the greatest sketch comedy shows in television history.
Yeah.
He said it. He didn't believe he would last a week. And if anybody ever looked at the first season of Chappelle's Show, by the time they get to the third episode, he comes out and said, I can't believe I ain't been canceled yet. Like, I want some of that.
I'm shocked. Like, look, you're shocked.
And I don't care because Satellite, come on. I don't know why we ain't been called yet,
look,
honestly.
Here's the thing.
We should be, hey, Satellite, you can do this and more.
Howard Stern has a show.
Okay.
And he has strippers caught on there and blow him and the black girl that's sitting next to him. So.
Blow, come over here, blow me and my pet darkie.
We keeps her around because, you know, she keeps us loaded up with flaming hot Cheetos.
Oh, I can't stand her.
Really?
Yeah.
She's the Condoleezza Rice to you?
She's the Condoleezza Rice of radio.
Ah.
My girl, Sybil Wilkes, Tom Joyce, she can't stand her either.
She's there.
I have to tell you, I had a crush on Sybil Wilkes.
Well, everybody says that.
When I was a young party promoter back in the day.
Right.
And I used to work with a lot of DJs from the two radio stations, the mixers.
Right.
And I used to promote and hire them for parties. And I met her when she was an intern. And, oh, boy, I should have hollered at that.
Should have got in together on the ground floor.
Get on the ground floor.
Yeah, man, to all the people that missed that ground floor, I found out somebody missed the ground floor this weekend on something nice.
Yeah, somebody could have hit Oprah and missed the ground floor that.
Shame on you, sir. Shame on you, sir. You could have got in ground floor. You know it's me.
Yep.
The silly guy.
And he's good at what he does. Oh, she would have been sending him flowers, and what would have been in the flowers?
$1 million.
For you. You get a million. You get a million. You get a million. Yeah, so whatever.
We were told we're nuts.
Really?
We've just been told we are nuts.
Nuts is what that lady was releasing on that 13-year-old boy. That's nuts. God. People. You want to hear something real crazy, really, really fast before we get out of here?
5 minutes. Yeah, let's do it.
Real quick. Man loses his penis during Facebook snow challenge.
I bet you can't put it in ice. I bet you can't. I bet I can. Hi, I'm Bama's, and I'll be putting my penis in ice.
And I'll be taking the snow challenge. These freezing temperatures are no joke. They have already claimed the penis of Curtis.
He wasn't using it. Anybody willing to lose that over a challenge don't need it. He keeps it popping now.
Of Curtis Williams. Curtis uploaded a video onto Facebook on February 6th around 12 p.m. The video shows him in the nude doing flips and diving inside the snow. That's the snow challenge.
I'm making snow penis.
The snow challenge is a popular trend amongst Facebook users. The point of the challenge is to dive into snow completely nude. Family of Curtis says shortly after the video, he felt a numbness and the pain then thickened.
As he urinated on himself next to the metal pole that was in the snow. You ever see A Christmas Story?
Lick that pole. I bet you can't. I bet I can. Hold on.
Piss on it. No, you won't. Yes, I will.
Doctors made the decision to cut 2/4 of his penis. That's the story.
And he's a Caucasian guy. He lost a lot.
He lost way too much. I bet
you did not need to take.
Why don't you just get the slit vertical now? Just get the vertical.
Big dummy.
Get some lips down there. Call it a night.
You keep it popping now. You've joined the popping club. Get your triggers.
Because you won't be hitting your auntie no more.
No more.
That's wrong.
It's wrong to hit your auntie.
That's what the 13-year-old boy did. This has been a terrible truth amongst
He ain't that retarded. He knew what to do.
Oh, put the long stick in the square hole. That's what he did.
Let's get this straight. You got to find you big or not. You know how to pee. How old are you?
Old enough to know my auntie's fine. Excuse me. I'm getting happy.
She looked like Rocky the Flying Squirrel.
To him, he don't.
But to him, yeah.
To him, it's, hey.
She made me feel nice.
Auntie favorite. That's auntie favorite. When you having more babies, girl? When you gonna have some more babies?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I figured.
On this note,
you've done it.
We come back on the other side. We're going to be talking about a whole lot of misconceptions and a lot of things that Americans seem to believe and just want to believe that are totally not true. We come back.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Don't you put it in your mouth, don't you put it in your mouth, don't you stop it in your face, don't stop it in your face. Though it might look good to eat, though it might look good to eat, and it might look good to taste, and it might look good to taste. You could get sick, yuck, real quick, ick, real sick, real ick. Don't you put it in your mouth, uh-uh. Tell you ask someone you love, that's right. If it's okay to eat, like a muffin or a beet.
Like a muffin or a beet.
If you don't know just what it is, remember boys and girls, don't put it in your mouth. Yeah.
Always ask someone you love before you put anything in your mouth.
A message from the Sandusky's Boys Club, horsing around with kids for over 20 years.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth. Are you not entertained?
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. 818-514-1202.
And if we're still here, y'all can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net or truthbrosradio@gmail.com. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
All right. And you can go into our chat room. We got the drama princess, the erotic author in there doing what she do. We got Lorelai, who ain't hung out with us for a long time. We glad to see you.
Yes, absolutely.
And we got a queue of a couple of regular listeners over there hanging out with us, too. So we got it all the way around right now.
It's a normal Monday. It's a normal Monday.
How come nobody calls? Because everybody be listening
they
and laughing.
They just want to listen and laugh. Nobody wants to say, hey, you two guys.
There's something wrong with you.
And it's okay to call and tell us that. We won't get upset. But, yeah. So the miseducation of the Americans.
Yep. Let's just get into it. You know, Carter G. Woodson wrote a great book called The Miseducation of the Negro, one of my favorite books.
I didn't read it till I was a freshman.
Really? Did you like it? Did it ring a bell with you, though?
It was handed to me by Red Summer.
She could hand me Mein Kampf, and I...
there you go. Iron Rand.
Right.
Go ahead. But no, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and that was a great book, and we wanted to do something with a slight variation on that thing because people here in America swear that they know a whole lot and know what's going on, and we be wrong about a lot of stuff.
Absolutely. The thing about it with me is I breathe through everyday life and I go through my Facebook, and especially as far as with social media, you can see so much that people think they know.
Yep.
And just go on a rant of just that. I mean, we could even start with religion. They think they know so much about religion.
Like old girl on Fox News who just,
yeah,
Jesus is white.
Don't worry.
Santa and Jesus is white. I don't know what that lady's talking
and
about.
She meant it, though her Bible told her that he wasn't. You know what kills me again? You're reading something, and it's telling you right there in the book, he's not white. His hair's not long and flowing in the wind. It's not real. He looks like JJ's Jesus, right? But you'll go and hang that picture up in your house.
Blue-eyed guy.
You'll go right next to Kennedy. You'll hang him up right next to Obama. But, hey.
The one that's shining in the light with his hands out.
You'll look
with
the
John Travolta hair.
With the John Travolta. The John Travolta hair from what's the movie when he got Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
The Pulp Fiction hair.
Yeah.
You'll go to the church.
Like
he's on that mural in the back of the church.
With his arms out, going up, getting a Royale with cheese.
Hold on, y'all. God's making burgers. Go ahead.
Yeah. And what happened to hair like lamb's wool?
Yeah.
That's Fred Sanford's hair.
Skin of bronze.
Feet like brass burnt in an oven. Anything burnt is not white.
No, what about white hot?
Yeah, there you go. It was white hot.
So that's I don't understand how people, and a lot of times I've asked, you know, I've come to ask people that one question, and they'd say, well, we don't support either Jesus. We just support his memory and what he's about. So if that's the case, then why are you buying that picture? I mean,
right. Or they'll look you in the face and tell. Look, we had some Jehovah's Witnesses stop by the house one day, and as they hand us the awake, it's a picture on there. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I say is, well, who is this dude? This isn't Jesus.
Yes, it is.
And we mention the scriptures, mm-hmm. and they go, well, we don't believe that it didn't matter what color Jesus was. And I go, well, if it didn't matter, why did you lie on the away cover?
Well, technically, we didn't print the away cover. I just go off the word. But no, it was at this one spot I went to, they had a picture of Jeebus. I mean, yeah, Jesus, whatever. And it was a black guy, long dreads, whatever, right?
That's Jesus.
Yeah, that was Jesus, long dreads, like to his ankles. He had the rope tied. Because, look, we crack jokes here a lot. We do. We do it way more than I think we should. And about stuff I really think we shouldn't. But that's us. Now, we always said Jesus had to be black because they wouldn't have beat a white man like that. That's what we say.
That's out of being funny.
Yeah, I know.
But let's just get into something real quick.
Go ahead.
Jesus' school years, well, he was in Egypt.
Right.
Not right. Egypt that's over there right now. We're talking the Chemetians, Kemet, people that built the pyramids. Those were black people. The Chemetians saw themselves as black. Kemet means black.
Fact. That's a fact. They left, you know, they left evidence for you. That sphinx, everything, they left all type of evidence, all the hieroglyphics, everything.
It wasn't evidence for you. They were just doing what they do.
No, I'm just saying. That,
right.
That's, hey, look, this, to your boy, if you believe, tell me the story of how the nose came off the sphinx.
Okay, here we go. The Sphinx, at the time of Alexander the Barbarian, and that's what I said because he wasn't great. He was a barbarian.
He was great.
Right. Great barbarian.
There you go.
Alexander the Great Barbarian, as he was conquering. Was it Alexander the Great?
No, it was Napoleon.
No, it was Napoleon.
Yes,
I'm sorry. I digress. It was Napoleon. As he was conquering the known world, he had a great affinity for the Egyptians, what he was taught in Paris. And he believed that they were white. As he was conquering the world, when he got to Egypt and conquered Egypt, he couldn't wait to sit in the place where the pharaohs lived and sit in the halls. And he came right up to the Sphinx, which at the time was buried up to its neck in sand.
Right.
And he saw the Sphinx face. With the nose, wide nose, look like our brother Toby Jones' nose.
Or LeBron James.
Or LeBron James' nose. Lips, look like JJ lips.
Or Whoopi.
KRS-One lips.
Or Whoopi.
Yeah, even Whoopi.
Yeah, Whoopi got big lips.
Yeah. And he saw the contradiction in fact against what he's been taught in school. Couldn't take it and ordered his men to shoot the nose and the lips off of the Sphinx and looked at one of his lieutenants and said, history is a lie agreed upon. That's a fact. 818-514-1202. We already had somebody just walk out the door. That's enough of this. I'm leaving.
Great show on the first half.
Right.
Keeps me funny.
Right.
But, no, that's...
Let's get into something else.
Go ahead. We got time.
The pyramids of Giza, the pyramids in Egypt, what you call Egypt, which we know as Kemet, were not built by slaves. There is no record of slavery in Egypt's history at all. None whatsoever.
Fact.
I know every Easter you like to see the Ten Commandments. And I know you like to see Charles and Heston saying, let my people go. There was no one for him to let go.
Or the commercial where the guy says, well, did you know the pyramids was a mistake? And all the, you ain't never seen that. Okay.
Yeah. No, but contrary to popular belief, slaves were not forced to build the pyramids in Egypt. Excavated tombs near the pyramids, which also said excavated tombs near the pyramids. The pyramids were not tombs either.
Yeah.
But excavated tombs near the pyramids support the theory that they were paid laborers, took great pride in their work in serving the pharaoh. The pyramids were a public works project. Okay?
Yeah, that's
And now you want to get into what the pyramids was built for? We can have a long type of discussion on that. Anybody interested in hearing that as a topic, let the Truth Brothers know. We can get plenty of professors, Egyptologists, to come on, and we can talk about that. But slaves didn't build them. There's a lot of theories and a lot of evidence to support that Egyptians had electricity. But that's something else.
Really?
Yes.
Now, that I did not know. I did not know that.
Yes, they've studied some of the paintings inside some of the temples and inside some of the pyramids show paintings that was, you okay? You getting allergic to the show?
Yeah,
paintings,
I know,
that
right?
that was painted in such detail that they had to have more light than torchlight.
Well, that's a long story.
HD. They painted in HD.
That's good. No, I had one story, of course, which is my favorite, and I'm going to get into a more deeper one. The story that I love to tell the most right now is the myth, as far as the miseducation is, we still celebrate Columbus Day. That's the one thing that, to me, above everything
else. Here we go.
You still celebrate Columbus Day, and you still teach kids that Columbus discovered America.
Yep.
You still have them telling that Native Americans are called Indians.
Yep.
You still have them believing that Indians, I'm going to go say Indians because I don't want to call Native Americans. You still have them believing that Indians were these wild, uncontrollable, angry, aggressive type of people who went and hunted the pilgrims,
mm-hmm.
who hunted these pilgrims down, and then it was just Columbus and his crew who rebelled, who did the thing and fought off whatever the case you might want to believe.
Let's get a few things straight.
Go ahead.
Number one, Christopher Columbus never set one pinky toe in America, what you know as America today. Mm-hmm. Never seen the place. Never stepped foot on the place, never came anywhere close to this place. The Caribbean, Cuba, Haiti, Jamaica, yes. And if you want to know how Cuba, Haiti, how all of that got black, it wasn't because we just moved over there. There were indigenous populations of what you would call Indians over there, uh-huh. and Christopher Columbus enslaved them and tortured them and sold their young girls and children back to Spain in the sex slave, in the sex trade. Christopher Columbus was a sex trader. Yes, he was. Sorry. Christopher Columbus was a dirty mofo, if you really want to be honest.
Yeah,
he was nothing nice. He dug so much dirt, it's ridiculous. And just for the record, the pilgrims didn't fight off and have to fight off the savage Indians. If the Indians didn't want the pilgrims there, all they had to do was leave them alone because they wasn't going to make it the first year.
Exactly.
They dang near died off. The Indians didn't show them how to work the land and what foods to grow, they wasn't going to make it.
Yeah. And again, this Thanksgiving thing that you celebrate, that's a whole nother story. We'll get to that.
You know what? I'm partially willing to give Thanksgiving a pass only for the simple fact of what it's allegedly morphed into in the 21st century.
I'll give you that.
About supposedly being thankful. And even if it's artificial and phony, helping the poor.
Yeah, no, I give you that. I'm talking about the actual, that day,
yeah,
when they suppose they've sat down with the treason, as I call it, the treason day, where they, hey, you know what, we're going to set this plan up, we're going to get rid of them, blah, blah, blah. All these other situations that suppose have happened. The second thing that I knew a long time ago, when I have found out, actually, I found this out. I was watching a show, and it was not no popular TV show, and then it was just a bunch of brainy kids. And this guy asked him, he was a sports fanatic, knew everything about sports, mm-hmm. dates, times, everything. And they asked him, who was the first black professional baseball player? And he said, of course,
Jackie Robinson.
He was wrong. The first black professional baseball player was William Edward White. That was the guy's name.
But he was white.
The man, and it's just so how, what's crazy is, I could not, when you said we was going to do this show, I could not remember his name. I knew mm-hmm. it was White something, because he was, and I had to go back and remember stuff, but he was half black.
Right.
Half black, half white, still constituted as black, right? So, real quick, well, I'll just read this real quick. William Edward White, a 19th century baseball player, he played as a substitute in a professional game of baseball for the Providence Grays on June 21st, 1879,
mm-hmm.
68 years before Jackie Robinson. But that was just that. 68
yeah.
years before Jackie Robinson ever made it yeah. to the Dodgers.
And, you know, our supposed biracial brothers and sisters and all of that, we can play on some of that stuff. And then some people just like to cling to crap, just to cling to it. There's some people who want to tell you that Abraham Lincoln was actually the first black president. Abraham Lincoln was not
yeah.
the first black president.
Yeah.
Get over that. Let it go. Abraham Lincoln said, this is a quote, if I had to choose on which race would be dominant, black or white, I would choose white. He said that he didn't care about Africans. He wasn't living sleepless nights figuring out how to free you. That was a consequence of the Civil War. And when he freed the slaves in the rebellious states. The slave states that stayed with the Union kept slavery.
Oh, yeah.
So he didn't, I'm going to free you. The Civil War was not fought over slavery. It was fought over economics.
Now, here's my question. I know a lot of kids who, if they still have black history being taught in school, or I know they have history being taught in school still, but I don't think they still have black history. I don't know. But when we were coming up, that's what we were told. The Civil War was fought to free all slaves. We were taught that, and we were taught about Columbus and all these other things. And my question is, who do you blame, though? Because you can't blame the kid, but you can't blame the teacher for just going off.
Because they were taught that, too.
Exactly.
People got to realize, one, history and circumstances of world events, period, are far more nuanced then you're going to get on the news, and you're going to get in some
Absolutely.
Half a paragraph in a history book a little bit. The stuff that's happening in the Ukraine is far more nuanced than you are getting from CNN, ABC, NBC, the Obama administration, and any Republican in Congress. It's far more nuanced.
You did so the Obama administration, and I'm glad you did that.
Yes, because the crap that... The smack that President Obama is talking is purely smack. You can say what you want. You want to say that the Ukrainian president was a puppet to Putin? Maybe. But he was a democratically elected president. The Russians say the election was fair. The UN said the election was fair. America said the election was fair. The election was fair. The minute he did something that a group of people didn't want him to do, if this was in any other country than something that America won, when the 99% started protesting against the 1%, nobody wow. said that they was right. Mm-hmm. Nobody said, if they had chased Bush out of office or Obama out of office, nobody would have said that was right.
You don't think so?
The people who protested the war, if they stormed the White House and ran Bush out of office, they would all be shot and killed. And they would say, you can't tell a democratically elected leader what to do. You can put pressure on him, but he wanted to start a war. The Ukrainian president wanted to make an economic deal with Russia instead of the West. There's some factions who wanted him to go with the West. That might even be legitimate. That might have been a better deal. But he's the leader. That was his job to decide whether you like it or not. You were supposed to say that elections have consequences. That's what they tell you, right?
Yeah.
So then running him out of office, that's why Putin is invading now, because they illegally ran him out of office.
Well, they just gave him the high sign to invade anyway.
Who gave him? America didn't.
No. We
did not. Did? No.
They didn't give
no way whatsoever.
Okay.
No. It's going to be some ramifications behind that. But if you notice, the people are not rebelling. They're not fighting the Russians, because there's a large swath of the population who want to stay aligned with Russia. So just because you feel one way, you can't always overturn your leadership because they're doing something you don't want them to do. Again, far more nuanced than you're getting on the television. We'll continue. But still, that's part of the reason why we're so miseducated, because you're giving your history, you're giving your news in 30-second sound bites.
Absolutely.
You don't get to the meat of any issue. You don't get point counterpoint no more. Back in the day, there used to be shows called Point Counterpoint, where you would get two people of opposing views, the host would be a moderator, respectfully, and everybody would hash things out. If you go on YouTube and look up Malcolm X, you can pull up a lot of Malcolm X's old television appearances. It's nothing like television appearances today. You could have two people stating their views, whether you like them or not, but they were given ample time. No one talked over one another. No one would say, I can't hear you. I can't cut his mic off. They didn't do that back
right,
then.
Right.
That's how you could grow. That's how Malcolm X is revered in a lot of pockets of America today, because the television let him speak beyond 30 seconds. And they didn't like him, and they let him speak.
A lot of people said that. Well, anyway, before I even get to my next joint.
Yes.
Did you catch the My Brother's Keeper initiative?
No.
You didn't?
No, sir.
You haven't read up on it?
Enlighten me.
No, it's just an initiative that your president just, I don't, but let me not say it.
Oh, for the black men.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going, y'all just getting shot up at such a large rate.
Yeah,
whatever.
I don't know what you're no,
what your I don't feel
it.
Too, I got to do something, but I don't want no criticism.
I gotta do something that just says, of course he can't get reelected. Whatever he does on his way out is what he
I
does.
I thought he would be far more ballsier than this.
That's my, dude.
I thought this he was, go, I thought point. His balls was going to drop.
Like,
I
you,
thought his balls
dude,
was
going to
drop
they,
and say, I'm going out. First thing I'm doing is freeing Assata Shakur. All charges drop.
That's.
Whatever, I can't
what
rerun.
What can you do? I don't have to rerun again. I'm in. Yeah, I got, what, three more now? Two more now?
Three more years.
16.
Midterms coming up. Yeah.
Well. You get 16. 2 years. Whatever. But, dude, you're good. You could
drop that hammer, but nope.
You don't have to try hard. No, you don't have to appease if you don't want to. We doing this. We doing this.
You already said I'm going to be doing a lot of executive orders because I'm tired of arguing. You tired of arguing? Let's go. Do A.
And that's what I'm. And you, the Brothers Keeper Initiative, because you know
everybody. Try not to shoot a darkie today. Thank you.
If you can,
you can find it in your heart.
How can anybody say no to a smooth man like me who likes to sing Let's Stay Together?
Let's just please try not to.
Yeah, but no. Yeah, well, OK.
Okay. You know what? Fine. Let's just take a quick break.
We'll get back.
We're going to knock this break out real quick, and then we come back. We're really going to start dismantling some myths. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I'ma give it to ya with no trivia. Roll like cocaine straight from Bolivia. My hip hop will rock and shock the nation like the Emancipation Proclamation. We get big, approach with flame to set. Them other runner to the wall and bang your head. I put the force, my force is doubting. I make the devil sour to the Caucasus Mountain.
When I'm Messiah, I set the microphone on fire. Rap styles vary and carry like Mariah. I come from the Shaolin slum and the Alan funk and coming through with nothing. And I'm gun, so if you wanna come sweating, stepping contest.
Truth Brothers Radio.
George W. Bush, America's most beloved fuck-up. And now, the Jefferson Mint presents all of President Bush's scandals and fuck-ups on one beautiful set of collector's plates. There's Abu Ghraib, reading My Pet Goat on 9/11. The conditions at Walter Reed. You'll get a new plate every month. That's the beauty of this collection. George Bush never learns. You'll receive Outing Valerie Plame, Firing the Prosecutors, Invading the Wrong Country, Global Warming, Selling the Ports, Jeff Gannon, The National Guard, Jack Abramoff, Harry and Myers, Wiretaps, Terry Schiavo, Losing $9 billion, Arsenic and Drinking Water, The Patriot Act, Gitmo, Black Sites, Cheney Shooting a Guy, No Bid Contracts, No Body Armor, Not Catching Bin Laden, and many, many more. If you tried to collect all these scandals individually, it would cost you over $500. But the Jefferson Mint brings you the entire series for just three payments of $89.95. Call now, and you'll receive the Hurricane Katrina Sludge Globe, filled with actual filthy water from the Big Easy. Jefferson Mint is a subsidiary of Halliburton.
Truth Brothers Radio.
This song totally sucks.
Broke up, baby. Yeah. He's free, y'all.
Truth Brothers. Truth Brothers Radio. Here you go. That's another myth that she loved him.
Yeah, she never did.
Whatever.
Lost without you.
Yep.
How you lost without it. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, let's get into some other misconceptions that people love to tout. There's people who hate abortion. But because they hate abortion, they figure that they can just make up their own facts. How about this one? Abortion leads to cancer, birth defects, and everything else. This absurd actually masks a very serious GOP belief that the fetus pain theory, which holds that fetus begin feeling pain around 20 weeks, has been the primary logic behind a new slew of recent abortion bills in state legislatures. A lot of this was coming down last year. As no reputable science backed up in theory, the GOP has been forced to find everything in a lab coat to make up stuff. Abortions are rare after 21 weeks. And usually occur when a woman develops serious complications with her pregnancy. Some Republicans go so far to think that the health exemptions is a new cover for the abortion industry. There is no such exception as the life of a mother as far as the health of the mother as far as the health of the mother, hold on, I lost my place here. Far as the health of the mother, it's the same thing. He's saying that it's the same thing, that the health of the mother and an exception is the same thing. Republican Joe Walsh said this in 2012 on his way to losing his House seat. With advances in science and technology, the health of the mother has become a tool for abortionists for any time under any reason. Republicans have no problem invoking science when it suits their needs. But what they're basically saying, Drama Princess left. She said, have a great show.
All right.
Said bye-bye.
All right.
We're getting boring.
Enjoy.
That they can, they'll just size up stuff whenever it suits them. But he's hardly alone in digging up made-up scientific facts surrounding nonsense to back up his views. Rick Santorum was a recent peddler in the long discounted theory that abortion leads to breast cancer. While out in Virginia, he said that a nasty strain of abortion-based delusion, a state legislature advanced a notion that that abortions lead to handicaps.
Right.
The number of children who are born subsequent to a first abortion with handicaps have dramatically increased, he said. Why? Because when you abort the firstborn of any, nature takes vengeance upon the subsequent children.
The ones that make it.
The ones that they have after that. You have an abortion. Nature goes out for vengeance and takes it out on the next set of babies. That's what Rick Santorum said.
Okay.
This man is in Congress.
Yeah, because he's smart.
Has the power of life and death of voting your children to a war. And this is what he believes.
Okay.
I know.
My question is, let's just say what he's saying is true. Let's say that for the fact that we're not speaking on facts, let's just say
for the fact that we're speaking in fairy tales. Go
right.
ahead.
Let's say that this man he speaks the truth. Why aren't there more? Where's the fact of all? Because the odds that I've seen before, the odds, I don't want to say is it true or not, but the odds that I've seen before was that out of every 10, at least 2 women have had abortions. At least 2 out of every 10.
I don't know where you, but I got you.
Yeah, that's
but what you're saying is there are women who have abortions and women who go on to have healthy children.
That's what I'm saying. So if what he's saying is true, why are these women just, I had another one and bam, there you go. So I'm just
because it's made up, and it's made up to it's propaganda made up to scare you.
They're more concerned about your kid when it's in your womb than they are when it's out. Like,
yes,
hey, keep him alive or whatever. Then when he's out, get him to the war, whatever.
Exactly.
They're more concerned with the you're more concerned about life that doesn't exist yet. And I don't believe that at 20 weeks when the fetus is the size of my thumbnail, I don't think that anybody's looking at it like, that's a baby. I don't think so. Let me scratch it. There are people who will look at it like that's a baby.
Yes, there are people who look at it as that's a baby, but it's not. It's a fetus. That's why they call it a fetus.
Yeah.
Not a baby till it comes out.
Well, then technically, at 9 months, you still got a fetus?
Your baby isn't a baby until it comes out. It's a fetus until you give birth.
Right. I mean,
that's all I'm saying.
I feel what you say. I feel you. I'm just
that's
saying.
That's what they call it.
I thought that they say, hey, you can't, when the kid blinks, that's it. Like, you know. Well,
no.
You never heard that?
No.
They would tell you, like, some of them abortion around. They'd be like, hey.
Well, yeah, right. But they'll tell you, oh, the baby, the fetus feels pain. And it,
right.
But people miscarry every day.
All the time.
It happens. It's terrible, but it happens.
Unfortunate tragedy.
Here's another one. Evolution is out to get Jesus.
I heard. Oh, dude.
Yes, there's people who want to tell you that if you believe in evolution, that you're out to get Jesus. So scientists who push theories of evolution is out to destroy the church or destroy Jesus. This man, here's somebody who's trying hard to run for president. He damn near held your government hostage. Marco Rubio said, I'm not a science man.
Not science.
He stood up in front of people and I'm not a science man.
I'm not that nah guy.
I can tell you what recorded history says. I can tell you what the Bible says. And I think it's a dispute among theologians whether the earth was created in 7 days or seven actual eras. I'm not sure if we're ever going to be able to answer that.
No way we would know that.
That the earth had to be created in 7 days, but it wasn't rotating to measure a week out, but I digress.
Don't tell him that.
He's not a science man.
don't you trick him with them big words.
Right, but some of his fellow Republicans think that they have answered it, as evident by the fact that they want schools to teach that humans and dinosaurs used to read the same geologic order together.
Okay.
Republicans controlled state legislatures have been busy trying to pass bills forcing schools from elementary to college to teach that the world was created in 6,000 to 9,000 years. So that the earth is 6,000 to 9,000 years ago.
Right.
That the earth is 6,000 to 9,000 years old.
Okay, here's what's funny about that. Let's just say it's 9,000. Let's, for the sake of argument, 9,000.
Sure.
So if we're going with that, you can't tell me as soon as the earth was made, which was 9,000 years ago, that the dinosaurs were right there, like, all right, we're on the gate.
We can find 9,000-year-old dinosaurs.
9,000. Not million. Not 9 million.
The earth was created and plants was, bam, ecological, bam, right there.
Right.
And here come the dinosaurs.
So these
9,000 years ago.
So these continents.
The pyramids are 5,000 years old.
But see, you don't understand. The brain works so well. these continents that were together like this.
He's spread his apart. Hands together.
Yeah, I'm
right.
Sorry, my bad.
Continental drift didn't exist. The earth was created. Continental drift.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Continental drift, which causes tectonic plates to slide over and under each other, giving you earthquake, is not real.
Because
God created everything to look just like it look on your globe right now.
See, y'all don't understand. When there's an earthquake, it's almost like God has a snow globe. And he's shaking it to get the thing out.
The thing
is the fake snow they put in there.
Right.
He just wants to see the water.
Now, if the earth is 6,000 to 9,000 years old, when did the flood happen?
Oh, that was Katrina. You ain't know?
You
that,
stupid.
That was the real flood. See, that's when your logic has to kick in.
Right. You're gonna come into such contradictions that your theory is going to fall, collapse under its own weight.
9,000 years. You got dinosaurs and slavery back to back. When did man?
Again, the pyramids are 5,000 years old.
Yes,
pyramids are 5,000 years old. Jesus, 2,000 years ago,
and we can't find his body at all.
That's because he left the cave.
Oh, that's right. Forgot about that. My cousin told me. Go ahead.
Right. Right.
Nine. You have to be a special kind of stupid to believe that the world was
special kind of stupid. How about Georgia Republican Paul Brown recently showed the right hands that all that, here's his quote, all that stuff I was taught about evolution and embryology and the Big Bang Theory, all that is lies straight from the pit of hell.
Yeah.
Straight from the pit of hell.
With the floor door.
Yes. The Big Bang Theory lies from the pit of hell. The devil wants you doing math.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you doing math. That's what he says.
You know what is crazy? If you don't believe
Let me finish.
Oh, okay. Real, right.
He said, and it's lies try to keep me and all the other folks who are taught from understanding that they need a savior.
You can't do it on your own. Stop believing in yourself. You need a savior.
A savior.
His name is Mr. Wayne. Bruce Wayne. Stark. Mr. America.
He's a captain.
He runs the ship now. I mean, you have to, when I say you have to be, if you don't believe in evolution, just you see slight evolution. You see a small, I'm holding my finger. You see a very tiny thing of evolution when you look at your child. Your child comes out, can't do nothing. He turns to crawl, learns to walk, learns to run. That's just a slight form of evolution.
Mental evolution. Yeah. Yourself. Hopefully, the person you are at 40 is not the same person you were at 20.
Oh, no, God. Oh,
that's
no. Oh, no, God. 40 is the new 20. Now, that's 20-year-old 40 man talking. If you
with the gun, I want these guns tattooed to my behind.
I just can't escape the gay life. I want it forever. But, I mean.
Then let me ask you this. Why is everybody getting all giddy and mushy over this Son of God movie? You can look at
ahead.
The trailer
go
and
ahead.
See that it's a bad film.
You know why people go mushy over Son of God and anybody who's listening?
818-514-1202.
It's very simple. Anytime you have anything to do with religion, people are scared to question it. They're scared to boo it. I booed bad singing if you were doing gospel. I didn't care. I didn't believe in the fact that just because you sing a song with Jesus of God in it.
Jesus is good.
Right. I don't believe it. No, she's fat and she needs to sit down. There it is. It's life. You cannot be in you can't have fear. A lot of people who say, I don't fear nothing, I don't fear it. You fear something. You fear to question yourself. You fear to question anything that's brought in front of you. You have a fear of saying, the movie sucks because Jesus is in it. Well,
yeah.
Jesus is in
yes.
it.
Yes. And you believe that white man, that actor that you see, you're going to gush over that. In a few weeks, you're going to go out and you're going to gush over Noah. A fantasy movie.
Because it's not true.
Here's what's messed up. Here's what's messed up. This is what blows me right here.
Mm-hmm.
Gravity, the movie Gravity, will have more scientific facts in that movie than Noah is ever going to have.
But see, that's your problem. You said a word.
Facts.
Scientific facts. Science is of the devil. The same science that they tell you save babies, it's not that. The same, all those machines that keep your preemie babies alive and your uncle who has dialysis machines and all the cancer research, all of those are wrong. It's God who picks where he removes the cancer from, not the machine that helped these things. See, people, you contradict yourself on many things. Excuse me, I have a cold, whatever. But when you say the doctor is guiding God's guiding the doctor's hands, that's a problem with me. When you turn back around and says, the machine didn't do it, it was a miracle. That's a problem with me. So you're basically saying that we don't need no doctors because Jesus is your doctor. When you're sick, you just pray and you're good.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just saying that bothers me that people are so naive and I don't want to say stuck on stupid.
So you're saying that the best brain surgeon in the nation, the man who studied and disciplined his hands and his body to make precise movements, that he can sit there and slice into your brain the width of a human hair and is able to cut a tumor out without making you a paraplegic or a retard. No, because it's serious. You know, they got certain surgeries where they don't put you out.
Yeah, you sit
there. You sit there, and he's going to ask you questions and make you think so he can see the receptors in your brain so he knows what to mess with and what not to mess with.
Yes.
That's not the human mind evolving and learning and creating technologies to make us healthier and better. That is just God.
People will tell you that.
And there's nothing wrong with loving God. If you love God, I never would want to take that from
Absolutely
you. But
not.
You short yourself and your own potential by saying we're just sloughs in this world.
And he's pushing us along.
You quick to talk about how he's the all-father, the all-loving father, and how we God's children. But you have children. Do you want your children to stay children?
Yeah.
Don't you want your kids to grow up and surpass you?
Nope. Stay where I'm at. Nope. Not a one. I'm saying that's what people
If
say.
There is a God and he's the all father and he created you, don't you think that God wants you to grow and eventually surpass him?
Blasphemy.
There you go.
Blasphemy.
Yep.
That's what you
get. If I go up to somebody on Sunday and say, peace, God.
Oh, no. No, I got.
You want to get a look? Tell a woman you dating that you God.
No. You know what I've heard? I've heard somebody tell me Jesus is my God. That was the funniest thing.
And I look at him and say, yep, Thor is mine.
Jesus.
And get hung up on.
Oh, that sounds personal.
No, but I'm just saying. That's what would happen.
Yeah, I heard Jesus is my God.
And people might think that that's funny, but every culture, every society on earth has had a creation story and has had a God and a son.
Mm-hmm. And it's
everyone.
If you look at
there's a book called The World's 16 Crucified Saviors. Just saying.
They all have a Moses story. Moses' name just changes.
Yep.
They all have we all know the story about they all have the crucifixion, the resurrection, and the rising, same thing. They all have do y'all not find, I was told by somebody very, very close to me that other religions besides Christianity was put on the earth by the devil.
To challenge God.
To challenge God.
And then the Muslims will sit there and tell you, and it will tell you in one of their schools how the Christians are from the devil and they're infidels and we should be wiping them out.
You know, for people to say they love God and this, that
They quick to want to off somebody.
And I mean, like, y'all, wars have started over God. Y'all know that, right? Like, y'all do know that, man, more God has killed more people.
The name of God. And if there is a God, and that's fine if there is, that entity is sitting back laughing his behind off. Hey, remember DigiPets?
Yes. When you get to play God with your pet and choose who you
Thank can. You. Yeah. Remember DigiPets where the whatever you do with the pet, or they had like plants or whatever, if you treated it well, it thrived. If you treated it badly, it died.
Yeah.
You were God.
Yes, you chose.
To the DigiPet.
You were just a parrot. You were a parrot. You was not God.
When you're that newborn baby, you know that the first image of God that baby is going to know is the mother?
Did not know that. Now that I did not know.
Yes. For that baby, the mother is all life.
Well,
totally dependent on the mother for everything.
But
that's God.
But they
And then they grow. And as they grow, by the time they become sullen little evil teenagers, they become sullen little evil teenagers because they realize that the person that they thought, the people that they thought was God and knew everything, don't know squat.
Because then, but see, when I had that conversation, I said the exact same thing. They said because they realize that you're not God. There's only one God. And then you have to go to that God to get the truth.
I was told by... So then when they go to... Okay, no problem. I can go to God to get the truth. I can look outside my window. The language of God is mathematics, not the Bible. Sorry, this is breaking miseducations. We got a caller. Yeah, here we go. 708-833. You are on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Hell no. Why you talking? Shit, you only needed 2-3. You got 3-7-3.
We was Trump tight and you blew it. We was Trump tight and you blew it.
You had to put the
you
3 down.
You reneging mother. I love this show.
My man.
Go ahead. But I love the fact they sitting there playing Tonk. Listening to Truth Brothers. That's awesome.
Look here. Renege one more time.
I'm going to come across this table and slap the hell
How
out of
you. How do not know that? That's a club. You put that. Cutting club. You don't cut. Don't cut.
Right. Cut. I'll tell you when to cut. Look at me and I'll tell you when to cut.
You old facts.
Go ahead.
Sometimes your family can't play spades. That's a fact. I got one family member that can play.
People get caught up in this God thing, and you act like children. It stunts your growth. If you got to be scared to do something because you're scared you're going to go to hell, that's like going to your room. That's like being... You're going to go to...
I don't
if
want
I, look,
to
the other day, I'm driving down Cicero, right? Mm-hmm. There was a woman out there who was holding up a sign, please, I need food for my children. Sometimes I'll pull up to someone like that, look at them and keep it moving. I looked at her, and we call eye contact.
Can't be it. Once that happened.
No. She had walked by the truck. She didn't try to throw me the ASPCA commercial like the dogs in the cage, puppies in a cup with no feet.
Right.
She just looked and she was, but I caught something and something just motivated me. Pulled $10 out. She had passed me. Blew the horn. She turned around and came back. I rolled the window down and I handed her. She thought it was $1. She looked. She saw it was 10. She didn't say anything. She just looked at me. And I could see in her eyes
the relief
that it was, if this is not for no Hoffman,
right.
This is not for no wine, that I could see in her eyes that this was actually going to go towards eating.
Right.
I could see it. And it was that, human connection. We never spoke any words. Mm-hmm. And there it is. But sometimes you look at them, no, not you. And that was, I know one that be out the same day, and she got one arm, but no, not you.
It's usually one.
I'm not doing it. I didn't do it and look up at the top of the truck and say, see, now I get to go to heaven.
Nah.
I did it because I was motivated to, because I wanted to do it.
You know, people would tell you that you're supposed to look up and say, hey.
Bill Cosby joke. If there's a heaven, we're not going based on that Bill Cosby joke in the first hour.
Dude, we're not. Look, I was telling somebody from Tony's show, her name was Tasha. We were sitting back and we were talking, and it was like, she basically said, I'm going to hell. And I was like, I've been getting the pamphlet for years. I knew.
So this is hell.
I knew once I sat back and when I was with my parents and I asked them a question and they couldn't answer it. They tried to guide my way, and I'm like, okay, because I'm the type of person, I need an answer. I need to know why.
Yes.
And they would tell me that you're not supposed to ask why. And then I ask why to why I can't ask why.
Because God gets mad when you ask why.
And that just, it doesn't make sense, because I was saying to them, I have to answer you every time. No matter what it is, I can't ask y'all why. If I ask you why, that's it. No question. But I can't ask, I can ask my dad why, because he would give me an answer. And it would be like, hey, Dad, how does this fax machine work? Hey, Dad, how does this work?
Right.
Why? I can ask you, but I can't ask your father. I can't ask your father why.
Which is, he's omnipotent and knows everything. Why couldn't you ask an entity that knows everything a question?
Right.
Why you want to know?
If it's true. If you want to know. Then it can stand up. It doesn't matter. If it's not true, then yeah, you're gonna get. Well, why are you asking?
And if you're the children of the Most High God, wouldn't that make you a God at least with a little G?
No.
If he's the God with the capital G, wouldn't you be a God with a little G?
Nope. The only God with a little G had a big J in his name, Jesus. Learn your stuff.
Though there was no J in Hebrew, Jesus.
I digress. That was just, I have to, story, people, story. But then there it is. Real quick. Love yourself, trust yourself, believe in yourself, everything else will work out on itself. There it is.
Okay. We're going to leave it off on that note. Thank y'all for tuning in. Next week, we get back into something a little more material. We're going to get into the fashion trap, masculinity under attack.
Deal with that. Is it cool for your boyfriend to like wear skirts? Is it cool?
His skirts. Would you go out with a man who wore a skirt on a date? Mull that over. Get back with us Monday. We'll holler at you. This has been a G Network presentation, and we're going to let you know that if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
then the truth ain't in you.
Peace, y'all.
Two fingers.
Don't sweat the technique.